This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for September 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The World Trade Organization will reportedly find that the U.S. has provided about $3 billion in illegal subsidies to Boeing. Boeing is spinning that as a positive, saying the interim ruling rejects the vast majority of Europe's claims. The publishing by the FAA of its proposed new crew fatigue rules for airlines has started the official clock ticking on a public comment period. The National Air Transportation Association is concerned over an FAA comment which says crew rest rules for Part 135 operators can be expected to look a lot like the just-released rules for the airlines. Avio Interiors, an Italian company, says its Skyrider is a stand-up seat which will allow the airlines to pack 40% more passengers on a plane. It looks sort of like a standard seat back, but with a saddle in place of the seat cushion. Delta Airlines has confirmed that one of its flights was canceled when a 52-year-old pilot was pulled from the cockpit on an anonymous tip and then failed a breathalyzer test. Cessna delivered its 2,000th Caravan turboprop on Wednesday to Air St. Kitts Nevis for use in a DHL courier operation. One of Boeing's 787 test aircraft is reported to have suffered an engine surge last Friday and has been grounded pending further investigation. Boeing and Space Adventures have a memo of understanding regarding the sale of excess seats on a new spacecraft that Boeing is designing to shuttle crews to the International Space Station. And the St. Augustine Airport is done taking property tax revenue from the townsfolk. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Teledyne Continental's Rhett Ross talks about the company's new TD300 diesel. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.